We're talking about fun things to do in Chicago, including our annual conversation with the president. But what about the 5th Third Bike the Drive, which this year is not on Memorial Day, but they've moved it over to Labor Day, maybe for obvious reasons. Better and safer and smarter that we postpone it a little bit this year, but they're going to have it Sunday, September 5th. Sunday, September 5th. Write that down. In our studio is Claire McDermott, the Managing Director of Marketing and Events at the Active Transportation Alliance. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Also with you in our studio right now is Mark Hoppe. He is the president of 5th Third Bank, the Chicago region. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here, John.
So you guys support this event.
Absolutely. It's terrific.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, actually, since 2009, not 5th Third. This was sponsorship by MB Financial Bank. That started in 2009, and it just made so much sense for us, right, that it was something that our employees could get involved with, employees' families could get involved with, our clients could get involved with, and our clients' families could get involved with. It's a winner all the way through.
It's one of the signature events of the city. It really is,
yeah.
Don't you think?
I mean,
because it's our famous street, and people love to bike, and the idea that you could ride on a highway like that is just so fun. The first time I heard about this, I thought, oh, this is such a good idea. And the proceeds from it go to your organization, right?
That's correct. All proceeds go to our organization, Active Transportation Alliance, and we advocate for better infrastructure for people to walk, ride a bike, or use public transit.
How much money will this raise then? How does that work?
Well, it's a big fundraiser for us. We'll put it that way.
And then what do you all do with the money?
So we use it to advocate to, you know, improve infrastructure, put in new bike lanes, make sure that transit continues to be funded and running safely for those that, you know, aren't able to own a car, and everyone that just, you know, would benefit from public transit, walking infrastructure, and those types of programs.
Is there a limit to how many people can be in it?
We have never had to stop registration. So, you know, this year, obviously, as in every year, both sides of Lakeshore Drive are completely closed to car traffic. So there's plenty of room to spread out, get fresh air, see those lakefront views, see, obviously, our beautiful skyline. So just really an iconic, we're calling it the most iconic socially distant bike ride.
Well, I live near there and I watched them go by last year. I didn't participate. And you're right. However crowded an event this is, it's spread out over tens of miles of Chicago, right?
Yes. If you do the entire thing, it's 30 miles. So it's from Museum of Science and Industry on the south all the way to Hollywood on the north.
And then can you turn around and go back? Is that what you do?
So people can ride as little or as much as they want. We even have, you know, tiny kids, 4 or 5 years old out there on their own bike, you know, and so there's plenty of turnaround points. There's also plenty of entrance points. So if people don't want to start at Butler Field, you can start at any of the 5 points along the course.
I see. So you'll park wherever, access the Lakeshore Drive, ride it all you want, and then get off the way you came on.
Exactly. And we do have a festival down in Butler Field that happens after the event. So folks can certainly come stop by that, check out our sponsor booth, check out 5th Third down with us, down at the festival, and have some fun.
Boy, people need an event like this, don't they?
Well, they sure do. Well, and the other thing, you know, we had the big event, right, last weekend ago, right, with Lala. And this is, we wish we could draw something like that, right? That those type 400, of numbers.
400,000.
That would
but
be
you know
amazing.
What?
Yeah.
In fact, when I first heard about this, when I got to MB and I first heard about this, and then when I started to explain this event to the people at 5th Third, they're going, wait a minute. You know, you mean you closed down, you know, now DuSable Lakeshore Drive? I mean, no one can believe it, but it's phenomenal from that perspective. It, you know, it really is. And it is open air, and, you know, there's always, you know, the threat and what we're living in now with the pandemic, et cetera, but I'm going to tell you something, that's about as outdoors as you can get. And, and you can really determine how close or how far away you want to be from people. So it's a great event.
And some people look like they're almost racing, like going pretty quickly. There's plenty of room. And then other people, it's utterly leisurely, right? I mean, there's no competition in this, right?
No competition at all. It's very family-friendly, casual ride. So, you know, we do encourage those folks that are out there sprinting away, obviously, to try and stay as far to the right as possible and, you know, allow folks to pass safely. But yeah, for the most part, it's a very you know, comfortable group, everyone sort of out there just sharing the road nicely and having a great time.
How do you sign up for this? Just go online and then you get a sticker or what happens?
So people can register at 53bikethedrive.org. And I created a special discount code for your listeners today, which is WGN5 for $5 off.
Okay, hold on. I'm writing this down. 53bike.
The Drive.
The Drive.org. And what's my promo code going to be?
WGN5.
WGN5, like that. And then what does it cost to get in this thing?
Really depends on when you register. So as we approach the event, it does start to go up in price a little bit. So we certainly encourage folks to sign up now for the lowest cost of the season.
And then you'll save with the promo code WGN5. Is everybody the same amount? Do seniors or kids get a discount or anything like
kids
that?
Kids are only $18.
Kids are only $18. Kids under the age of 12?
Kids under the age of 16.
Under the age of 16.
Yeah, and if folks are bringing their children, if they're in a carrier, you know, or a little cart of some sort, you don't have to pay for those folks. So,
if you have not done this before, or if you've not in the last 18 months decided to come to Chicago and see how beautiful our lakefront is, you absolutely should. It's just spectacular, north to south, south to north. Have you done it before? Have you ridden the
drive? I have not. And unfortunately, I can't do it this year. A very close friend daughter is getting married in Arizona that weekend, so my wife and I will be out there. But
it's going to be 118 degrees that day in Arizona.
Exactly, right.
It's 72 off the lake here.
Right.
Just so you know. How's the banking business these days?
Well, knock on wood, it's been really strong. And
why is that?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Number one, certainly the stimulus, the government stimulus, both at the federal level and the state level, has been substantial, and that has helped a lot. And I think that from a commercial perspective, I'm really surprised, and I think a lot of us are in the business, at how well companies have done, how well they've done during this. And I try to meet with, you know, probably 10 or so clients every week, and I don't think there is one instance where they haven't mentioned their two top concerns are they can't get people to work.
Yeah.
And the supply chain. The supply chain is really confounding to everybody, and that's a worry for.
So you say business is good. Imagine how good it would be or will be when the supply chain and the employment chain get unkinked.
I think it'll just blast.
So you're pretty bullish through the end of the year.
I am.
And good for a bank means people are borrowing from the bank to expand, to buy, to hire, right?
The borrowing isn't robust, but their business is. So our existing, you know, client base is doing very, very well, which we were really worried about. When this pandemic came, you're playing years and years ahead and not knowing it's going to be a pandemic. You know, something's going to go wrong, right?
Yeah, right.
And there'll be ups and downs. But, this one, people have stayed very, very liquid.
Mark, I think that's something that I think consumers as well as businesses have probably tried to do. There's a lot of cash on the sidelines, isn't there?
Certainly is.
Mark Hoppe is the president at Fifth Third Bank. So the Fifth Third Bike the Drive is, again, let's write this down if you haven't already, Sunday, September 5th. Claire, what do you want our listeners to do today?
Come on and sign up. We've got plenty of spots open at 53bikethedrive.org. We're obviously so thankful to Fifth Third for making this event happen for us every year and being such a great partner to us.
Yeah. I think it's a sign that we're either back or if we wobble a little bit now as we're in phase five with this new variant that we're going to endure. And this is the sort of smart thing we can all still do. Let's celebrate Chicago in every way we can. The 53bikethedrive.org website asks you for the promo code WGN5, 53bikethedrive.org. Use the promo code WGN5 to save when you register. Well, good on both of you. Thanks for coming into the studio. Claire and Mark, congratulations in advance on what I know is going to be a great event.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thanks so much. We're honored to be able to support this event.
1027 now. WGN Radio News is coming up.